Welcome back to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Some of the latest opinion polling shows that economic problems, including inflation, top the list of concerns for Americans. The Trump and Harris presidential campaigns are trying to convert those concerns into votes. Back with us on KMOX, John Horn, an economist at the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis. Thank you so much for being with us. You know, the first question we have for you is, how does partisanship shape the way we look at the economy compared to maybe an economist like yourself?
Oh, great question. I think the main way we think of partisanship of sort of focusing on the solutions is when we think about what the government can do to try to affect the economy. And mostly that comes through with taxes and spending. And Democrats tend to like to focus more on how can we spend and put in place programs and policies to provide more support. And Republicans tend to focus more on let's cut taxes and let the economy work it out. Different ways of approaching sort of the same issue of how do we get the economy to grow and how do we get the economy to start moving again. But there are slightly different ways in which you approach it.
On that topic, let's compare, if we can, Mr. Trump's economic legacy with Mr. Biden's economic legacy. John?
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to look at Trump's legacy because of the last year. It was definitely affected by the COVID pandemic and the massive increase in spending to try to get us out of that pandemic. But before that, the biggest policy change that was implemented, legislation that was implemented, were the massive tax cuts. And those also added a ton of debt to the government balance sheet. And that was the tax cut. When President Biden came in, he focused more on infrastructure spending, debt relief to college graduates. He also spent more for people to help them with expenses coming out of COVID, but it was more on that spending side as opposed to the tax cut side. Both of them have added debt to the federal balance, but they've done it through those different techniques and different manners.
Let's compare the Trump and Harris plans now. A lot of criticism has been placed on both camps for not giving too many specifics. But at this point, who has provided the most concrete details of how they would tackle inflation?
As far as inflation, they've both given similar types of proposals. Harris Walz came out last week with the plan to sort of go after grocery stores and food providers and others who price gouge. Price gouging is the idea that, you know, costs have gone up, prices are going up, so we're going to double, triple, quadruple our prices and take advantage of that to charge even higher and higher prices. There's a lot of disagreement in the economic profession about, is that really the cause of inflation? I think most economists would say no. But if you look at that as a way of reducing inflation, it could, if there is evidence that they were actually price gouging. But we're already seeing inflation that's coming down. We're, you know, at 3% with the latest numbers. All the tea leaves seem to indicate that the Federal Reserve is going to start cutting interest rates because inflation is coming down. As far as the Trump campaign, it's, you know, there's some similar types of proposals about cutting taxes on service workers for tips, cutting taxes in general. Although on the other hand, the Trump campaign is continuing to focus on putting in tariffs, increasing tariffs. Those generally lead to higher prices, not lower prices. So we don't have enough specifics to really model it out, but you know, most of what economists do know and look at seem to think that it's going to be hard for Trump with the policies he's claimed to lower inflation. And it's not really clear that the Harris administration would be able to lower inflation, because she's also said, I'm going to let the Federal Reserve do what it does. I'm not going to interfere. And for the most part, it's a lot what the Federal Reserve does that affects what inflation is.
Who has the best proposal for the working class? I guess it depends on who you talk to. But let's talk to John and ask him, who has the best proposal for the working class?
For the working class? Well, I would lean they both have the same policy of they both want to cut taxes to Social Security. They recipients they want to cut taxes to on tips to restaurant workers and other service workers that get tips. So in that sense, you know, there probably are details of who would get it and how much, et cetera. I think one of the biggest differences is when you look at where the tax cuts are coming, it appears, and again, without a lot of detail, it's hard to know, it appears from the Trump campaign, a lot of those tax cuts are going to go towards higher income levels, where it appears that the Harris tax cuts are going more towards child tax credits, up to $6,000 for the first year of a child's life, making the child tax credits that were part of the COVID relief permanent. And so if you look at where those are going to have the biggest impact, those are going to have the biggest impact of for people on the lower income level side, not higher income level side.
We're speaking with WashU economist John Horn. John, I'm curious, when we look at foreign economic proposals, for example, the tariffs on goods from China, where do both of these camps stand?
Well, the Trump camp is pretty clear that they're going to increase tariffs across the board and 40% tariffs on everything from China. At least that's what the initial plan is. You know, it's interesting when President Biden came into office, a lot of thinking was that he was going to reverse all those tariffs, but a lot of them are still in place, the ones that the Trump administration had put on, especially on China. It's not clear, honestly, to me or from what I've read, where the Harris administration would go with that, if that's a continuation of the Biden plan or if it would be a shift. To your earlier question, Tom's earlier question about the different income levels, I think what a lot of economists are starting to recognize is that trade affects different income classes much more differently than our models had necessarily predicted. And when we think about what's going to happen in terms of the change in those tariffs and how it's going to affect different Americans in the economy, it's not enough just to look at the overall economy, but how it's going to affect different people in different regions, different income levels, different industries, et cetera. And so I don't know how it's going to play out. I think if the Trump, Trump wins and gets in place and massive tariffs are put in place, that's almost certainly going to be damaging to the economy. But it's not clear if the Harris administration is going to have a more nuanced approach or what the objectives are going to be in terms of overall economic growth or targeting support to certain income levels or job classifications or industries.
The Trump and Harris presidential campaigns and the economy, breaking it down for us. John Horn, economist at the Olin Business School at Washington University. We always appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Megan and Tom. Appreciate it.